fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the third day of May. The prep tip today is to test your backup power source. It may be gasoline generator, diesel generator, propane generator, maybe even solar or hydroelectric, whatever it is. Make sure you test it, that's in good condition, ready to go when you need it. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert, and in my opinion, he is one of the best experts on the international commerce conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books available for sale at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon, as I said. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Sir, I've got a headline here in front of me published at NewRightNetwork.com, NewRightNetwork.com, published today. The headline says, video shows smoke over Kremlin after alleged Putin assassination attempt. Russia vows retaliatory measures. The article is on to talk about what are described as 2 drones, allegedly from Ukraine. I don't know how they could tell where they came from, being shot down over the Kremlin and smoke over the Kremlin. And no harm done, according to the press release by the Russian press. This is certainly a elevation of the things going on in that part of the world, isn't it, sir?
I don't know if it's an elevation. If the Russians try to kill the president of Ukraine, and the Ukrainians retaliate, I think it's just tit for tat.
Well, it may very well be that, but how can they tell where the drones came from? And that's quite a distance from Ukraine to Russia. Is there drones? Do the Ukrainians have drones that could make that distance?
Well, yeah, they had a drone that attacked the Ingalls Air Base, which is considerably deep inside of Russia. So yeah, there's long range drones. I mean, you don't know. There could have been an assassination of Putin. The Russians are just blaming the Ukrainians.
Well, obviously. Yeah, very true. You know,
the problem with Russian news sources is that they create their own reality. They don't have any integrity. So you can't believe anything Russian news sources tell you.
Well, we're at a point where mainstream American news is very similar. Look at what they did with President Trump with the all the fabricated things, the stories they carried for years and still carry.
Well, you can make an argument that they just simply believed things because they were stupid and they believed superficial appearances. I mean, Trump did make certain statements, you know, about, you know, the Russians should look into Hillary's emails and stuff. And the Russians just took advantage of that to make Trump look like he was their guy. So the Russians have played everybody. The Russians are you know, manipulated the left and manipulated the right.
Well, they're certainly opportunists. If there's an opportunity, they're going to seize it, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call them opportunists because that's, in their lexicon, that's a bad thing. An opportunist is someone who just takes a chance willy-nilly on something. They actually have strategy, and they look down on opportunism. They say, look, you don't take an opportunity just because it's there. It's got to fit in with your strategy.
Roger that.
That's what makes them superior in their actual effectiveness in politics. The Russians have this effectiveness. They're not terribly effective on the battlefield. They're not terribly effective economically, but they're pretty effective when it comes to these political things.
Roger that. They certainly have been for decades, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, they have superior information strategies and you know, disinformation and active measures. This is famous, and in fact, it's so effective. It's quite frustrating because wherever you turn, you're confronted with a Russian something that was invented by a think tank in Russia that Americans believe. You know, a large percentage of the things about history that Americans believe come from Russian active measures from the past. You know, everything from the Pope Pius was Hitler's pope to that America was at fault for starting the Cold War, or that the United States invaded Cambodia and brought all this grief on Cambodia in the Vietnam War. The fact is the communist army, the North Vietnamese army, had invaded Cambodia first. We were just trying to get them out. We were responding to defend Cambodia. So it would be just like saying the Americans, they invaded France, and when they invaded Normandy, how terrible, they invaded France. They brought the war to France. You know, but yet all these leftists in the Vietnam War, it was all these, you know, I remember reading it as a teenager. It's like, what in the heck? You know, these people are nuts. That was 1971. So, I mean, you know, you go forward on this and you remember Reagan was a warmonger, you know, and of course, and it goes right over to them saying that the Soviet Union collapsed when they did it themselves. It was the communists themselves that pulled the hammer and sickle flag down over the Kremlin. It wasn't us. If they were defeated, where was the battle? You know, they just decided to do this, and it's like, and we believe them that they decided to pull the Soviet Union apart. Well, they had to, you know. Well, really, why? You know, there were some things that went wrong there because they were trying to unify Germany in a way that the left would control Germany. But they got Angela Merkel, a member of the Communist Party of East Germany, to be the head of the Christian Democrats and lead the country. So, you know, they got what they wanted, I suppose. You know, it's hard to interpret all that. But, you know, you can't tell. Macron, you know, ran as president some years ago as a Maoist. You know, then he runs to China and he kisses the toes of the big Chinese leader, you know, Xi Jinping. You know, we have Biden, who when he ran, he said, oh, the Chinese communist leaders are great people. You know, we got to hate Putin. And it's like, well, Putin, and then on the right, you got people like Pat Buchanan saying, oh, no, we got to love Putin and hate the Chinese. So it's like, wait a minute, you've bisected us so that this group over here likes the Chinese and this group over here likes the Russians. So whichever way we turn, we're bringing some kind of communist into our system. You know, and it's like, wait a minute, the door's open from the left and the door's open from the right. They're going to get in no matter what.
Well, absolutely. Well, our discussion yesterday was very in-depth, and you brought to the table some very important information, Jeff, that I hope people digested. We don't necessarily have the same listeners we had yesterday, a lot of the same, but we have new listeners every day. And something you pointed out that's at your website, that's also at my website, is the English translation of the top Chinese general, the Chinese defense minister, outlining the true goals of the communists, both Russians and the communist Chinese. That speech was never meant for even the Chinese people to be aware of, let alone the Americans, was it?
No, it was a speech given by Chi Haoquan, the Chinese defense minister, about 20 years ago, before a group of high-level party cadres, top Communist Party officials. And he was briefing them on their strategy of dealing with America and teaching the Chinese people to go out, which means to build a second China in the lower 48 states and to exterminate the people there, and how to do it. If we need to have a nuclear war, we will, but it will be, we'll try to do it with a biological surprise attack and kill 100 to 200 million Americans, and their society will collapse and we can finish them off. This is sort of the way it reads, and saying that Taiwan is just a distraction. We make them think it's all about Taiwan, but it's all about America, destroying America.
Absolutely. You know, once America is destroyed, Taiwan would just fall into their laps like a ripe apple falling off a tree, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the logic. The logic of the Chinese is, why fight all these wars against these neighboring countries when these neighboring countries can't defeat China, only America can. So just go and defeat America first. That's kind of the logic of the Chinese strategists.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me. Why would you do that? Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Well, it's like Russia has invaded Ukraine. If Russia had nuked the United States with the super EMP and had managed to get away scot-free without a counter blow, Ukraine would have had to surrender to Russia without a fight. And all of Europe would, too. So, you know, that's the kind of thinking the Chinese have. If you can get a surprise attack off and just totally destroy the other side without getting hit back. And that's the problem, is that they haven't ever felt confident enough in their weapons and abilities to try such an attack. But given that they're psychopaths, you know, Xi Jinping, you know, according to one Sinologist, he has built two statues, one of Adolf Hitler and one of Stalin. Actually, three, and one of Mao. Those
really?
Are his heroes, yeah. Really? He's got a statue in one of his homes of Adolf Hitler.
That really?
Was made. Yeah.
I find that to be rather bizarre, don't you?
No, Saddam Hussein did something similar. He had a museum to Stalin, Hitler, and I think it was Mao.
Really?
And he kept museums, and he kept, you know, because he kind of revered, you know, psychopaths, they recognize each other, and they revere, you know, they revere them. They're not part of normal society. They don't want to belong to a normal, honest organization. They want to belong to something where they can share the loot with fellow murderers. So that's kind of the way it is. They recognize their own kind and revere them.
Well, I do find it rather amazing. But if they liked old Ladoff, well, they liked him. And I'm not going to dwell on that too much longer. Jeff, it looks like the People's Liberation Army Navy, which is kind of bizarre, People's Liberation Army Navy, is preparing to do a blockade of Taiwan, which would be part of an overall strategy to attack the United States. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, if China went to war against the United States, it would have to impose a blockade on Taiwan so that Taiwan could be more rapidly brought to its knees, so that there would be no question of them resisting. Because an island, if it's cut off completely from overseas supply, can't survive. It has to be able to import things. So they would just force it to surrender. It's just like Britain. If the Germans could have imposed an absolute blockade on Britain in World War II, Britain would have survived, would have surrendered.
Absolutely. Well, we kept sending ships full of all the supplies across the Atlantic, and the Disregard. The German submarines kept torpedoing them, but then we kept sending the ships anyway, didn't we?
Well, we beat the U-boats, I think, around 1942-43. We developed convoy systems that caused the U-boats heavy casualties when they tried to attack. And the Germans were not able to advance their technology until the very later part of the war. They started getting really advanced things, but it wasn't in time for them to really have an effect.
Too late. Too little, too late, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of wars are decided by technological innovation. You know, Goering had promised to have, you know, what was it, 500 or 1,000 jets by the invasion of Normandy to repel the invasion, but they didn't have any ME-262. So,
something I've considered, I'm sure I'm not the only one. If the American Civil War had started 5 years later, or if the World War II had started 5 years later, the changes in technology would have been so dramatic. The weapons would have been so much more devastating, and not just those two wars, but other wars as well. Correct?
Well, yeah, the weapons are getting more destructive, and the number of people killed in wars has been growing. But so has the population, general population of people to be killed. So it all is part of an increase in the scale of things. This is, by the way, how the book Soviet Military Strategy starts out, saying that each war is getting more destructive, more people are dying, you know, there's more advanced tools right. used in the wars. And, of course, then finally saying, well, today it's nuclear, you know, the ICBM is the ultimate weapon and the hydrogen bomb, and that is the decisive weapon of the next war. And I think that's correct.
Right.
And we have not adopted that strategy, and we have downplayed nuclear weapons. They're only a deterrent. But for the Russians, they're the main instrument for waging war, which is why this country, the Russians never developed their weapons and their military organization to the extent that we have, because they don't have the money really to have a really up-to-date, you know, army. It's too expensive for them. You know, only a successful capitalist country can afford that stuff. But they can afford nuclear weapons because nuclear weapons are pretty old technology, but it's very effective. And the firepower of a nuclear arsenal per the dollar spent is just much cheaper than having a really effective conventional forces.
Yes. Well, Jeff, of course, the nearly 1,000 cargo ships were loaded about 9 months ago, and in preparation for what I believe is an invasion of the United States as opposed to Taiwan. And we've talked about this a number of times, where the Chinese officials referred to these ships crossing the ocean. Anybody knowledgeable of that part of the world would not call the Taiwan Straits crossing the ocean, would they, sir?
No, the Chinese, you know, when the Chinese make a long-range transport that can reach the West Coast at one jump from China, you know, if it's only making a one-way trip, and who needs it to go back, right? You're going to land and take the positions. The other ships are going to use the ports to come in that you've captured. And, of course, you've got the Chinese have control of ports in Mexico, and they could probably be coming through Canada. There's, you know, I saw the news item on Breitbart was about how the Chinese TikTok is giving instructions to Chinese how to cross the U.S. border from Mexico, you know, to infiltrate the U.S. So what's that about? You know, so, yeah, we're under attack, and they're preparing. They have a plan, and they've had this plan for more than 30 years, according to the defector, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, and other defectors have talked about the long-range strategy that the communist bloc has. And this long-range strategy is to bring down the United States and to conquer the world, to bring the world under the control of communism. And this is happening right now in Brazil. I'm getting from my Brazilian readers, you know, they are passing laws in Brazil, a fake news law, that if you say something the government says is not true, they can put you in jail and say you're spreading fake news, you're breaking the law.
Amazing. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. I have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every video or article where they can support the site.
Outstanding. That's simple and quick and easy. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John. John in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, I have a question concerning the Russian incompetence with cyber security. I understand they've gone retro at the very top concerning their communications within the general staff. I don't know how far that goes down, though. They seem to have proven themselves vulnerable to even private individuals who just decided to conspire together to break into their systems, even in the Kremlin, and they came off with gigabytes of information. I don't know how vital it was, but they were able to do it. Why were they not? And they even got into tanks and into people's private individuals' TV sets and did Kilroy was here type stuff. Has that ever been confirmed? And why were they not more able to protect themselves from cyber attacks when they are so much into cyber attacks? Or are the Russians so much into cyber attacks? Or is it mostly just the Chinese?
The Chinese have this problem too. But the Russians are very good at cyber attacks, but they're not good at cyber defense. And just to tell you a story, the head of the FSB, he had the password on his private email account was Moscow 1. And so it got hacked. And then he changed it to Moscow 2, and he got hacked again. He changed it to Moscow 3, and after three times, he got a good password. But that's just a funny story. I mean, I heard a lecture by one of the NATO top cyber warfare people last year and was talking about, how really good the Russians are at hacking, but how really lackadaisical they are in their own security measures. So they do not have as good defenses as we do. And it's I think it's part of the, every nation has a character, and it's part of the Russian character to just not be good at those things. The Russians have certain problems. They're not as good at maintaining things or attention to detail in certain areas as we are, and they have other areas where they excel in their psychological subtlety and so forth. Every nation has strengths and weaknesses.
Okay, yeah, anything else, John? Go ahead.
Yeah, have they rectified this problem since, or has there been more hacking going? I mean, by private individuals going out on their own and just deciding to do it, where did they get that idea? Or were they encouraged by the Ukrainians or something? This is absolutely surreal.
Hackers, will try anything. There's clubs of hackers out there who will try, just about any government they'll try to break in. It's their hobby. They like to break into government servers. And of course, with the war in Ukraine starting, they started to pick on Russia. And of course, some of these guys are very good. They're very good at getting in. They do phishing attacks. And the Russians, they got a busy executive, and he doesn't realize he's subject to a phishing attack. And these guys can be very clever at it. Look, they hacked, somebody hacked the Democratic Party emails with the phishing attack. It happens to everybody, and you just have to be suddenly not on your guard one day, and it's you are the next victim.
Okay, John, anything else before we move on?
I don't know. It sounds like something out of an 80s sci-fi farce happening like that.
Reality is very farcical because people are, people are not gods. They have feet of clay, and they make a lot of mistakes, and some of those mistakes are hilarious.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to know have they been. Without any more private individual invading space.
I think we've covered this enough. John, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I talk a lot about the COVID section because, quite frankly, it's a massive crime being perpetrated on the Western world. We have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, where he talks about the Pfizer vaccine was intentionally developed to hurt and kill people. Don't get the vaccine. Don't get the boosters. Really solid evidence there. And we have the John Moore Ozark Symposium the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience that week. We'll be staying at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in beautiful Steelville, Missouri. It's like walking into a time capsule. 101 years in business. Not much has changed. The chef will prepare us great breakfasts and great dinners. I will share information privately I can't talk about on my show. If you want to make reservations, just give Betsy Murphy a call at 636-530-9502. Would you like a new log home, maybe a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion as featured in Yellowstone? Give me a phone call. My phone number is posted right there at my website. I'll help you get started to get a log kit delivered to your job site where your general contractor can build that for you. It'll be beautiful. You would love it. Last but not least, if you have arthritis issues, you really need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. I have energy cleaners and mattress pads that go with it in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Great men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, not somebody in India or the Philippines, at 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Building with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. And, Jeff, your articles, you write one or two a week. What's the title of the most recent one, sir?
The one I just put up there is the title of it? It's poisonous piffle or something like that. It's about poison rhetoric that is being spread around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about do a segue here. What Tucker Carlson's next move is going to be? He was offered $100 million by the owner of a media company over a 4 or 5 year contract and a seat on the board of directors. And that would be pretty enticing. Newsmax is making some offers to him. Also, I understand Tucker Carlson did a podcast recently, Jeff, where he said, you can talk about flat earth and nobody cares. But if you talk about what happened to Building 7 on 9/11/01, you'll get smashed into the ground, to kind of paraphrase what he said. I've never heard him talk publicly on his show anyway about what happened on 9/11/01. But the real smoking gun to get started with understanding it is the 47-story building number 7. It was not hit by an airplane. It had some minor fires the local Cub Scouts could put out, and collapsed into its foundation.
I don't think I'd say that the Cub Scouts could put out the fire. But
I would, because they look like minor fires to me.
the building was so heavily damaged by debris when the other buildings fell that it was structurally compromised.
The information I have is exactly the opposite. Windows were broken, and there were some fires. That was it.
Yeah, I know. People who aren't engineers and people who are, this is a controversy we're not going to resolve here on the air with anybody. I don't think that we're well served by these speculations, because there is nothing that anybody's been proven. And when you go, I've gone over this, there's a professor who has a lecture on all this on 9/11. And he goes into every one of these claims in detail and documents the claims and what the rebuttals are. And I think there's like one thing he says might be true, but the rest of it is just debunked readily. And this guy, this is his specialty, this professor, and it's really quite interesting to listen to it, because he provides a lot of resources.
And I don't doubt that he did, but I find it rather ironic. I have a copy of the official report of 9/11/01. Building number 7 is not even mentioned in that 1,000-page report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's like there's so many things that you hear so many of these things that are just without any proof are put forward, like, Michelle Obama's a man, or such and such a politician is a pedophile. We hear these things go by, and it's just very irresponsible because it's part of this drumbeat of propaganda, which the Russians their active measures are using to demoralize our society, to believe everything is rotten and everyone is bad and everything's getting, you know, it's bad enough what the Russians and their colleagues in the communist movement here have done in our schools and to our culture. But they make it even worse.
They do.
They spread demoralization. And you know, to convince people that their own government was behind 9/11 is to demoralize the people of the United States. I do not believe that George W. Bush was behind 9/11.
I don't believe he was.
And I don't believe the CIA killed Kennedy and the CIA didn't bring down the Twin Towers. That is just, there's no, actually, any evidence people point to that. When you look deeper, you find that it just sort of dissolves into a nothing. And it's like, well, this isn't really evidence. And the problem is that most people don't know how to reason about evidence because they're not investigators. They don't have a background in it. And they haven't studied logic. And so they don't understand how things fit together. And so, you know, the most difficult thing is people can throw facts around. You know, somebody hit me up with this last night that on Stu Peters – they were saying they're making GMO vegetables that don't, you know, plants that don't produce oxygen to starve the planet of oxygen. I mean, it's totally ridiculous, right? But yet people repeat these things and they get repeated and they're nonsense, but people believe it because people have become so paranoid because we've got bad people infiltrating our government. And we know that our children are being taught the wrong things. So now... You know, it becomes a kind of a cartoon, you know, where we're suddenly paranoid beyond reason.
Well, that happens also. Jeff, let's do a segue here. We got some callers. First, we have Happy Moose in Canada. Good morning, Happy Moose.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, sir?
Good. Just wanted to pass a quick note to Jeff. I sent off an email to Jeff on Friday morning. Jeff, do you need the title of the email subject to find it, or it's something
yeah,
that you'll
probably,
see later
because
on?
I've probably got 30,000-50,000 emails backed up because I can't always, when you're writing, you can't pay attention. You can't be distracted by emails. So I try to keep up, but I don't always. What was it about?
Sure. So the email is subject line is John Moore Listener. An introduction from Canada. And, yes, it's not a long email. It's just a short note. If you could have a look. Not now, mm-hmm. but at your leisure. At your leisure after the show or something.
Yeah. Well, what did you have in mind?
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure. So I know a graduate student who deals in the same subject matter that you deal with. And, yeah, so he's putting together a paper which perhaps you could have a look at.
What's it about?
So it's about the typical classic material, the Soviet era, and leading into the modern era of Russian influence in the West.
Yeah, there's a lot of books. I have a library full of books on those things.
Exactly, yeah. So this is just one more person in the world out there who's working on our side, so to speak.
Well, there's lots of different people who have lots of different takes on these things.
Yes.
What's his take on it?
So his take, he's very aware, actually, he's bringing new information into the fold. So a lot of the books use classic materials, and he's going to bring in new information into the academic world, factual stuff with documents provable, etc. So it might be something to have a look at.
Okay.
Anything else there for us? Have you moved?
No, that's it for today. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're inundated on a daily basis by emails, aren't you, Jeff?
Yeah, Yeah, I am. And people are very kind to write. they are. I see so many that I don't always remember. You know, I may have read your email.
I read a biography of John Wayne where he had three full-time secretaries just taking care of mail that was coming from the Postal Service. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. We have a caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I just wondered, I don't know who I told what, but I don't think I told or asked Jeff about this, or you, JR, about this book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup, by Webster Griffin Tarpley. Well, I'm not real happy with that Tarpley guy, but I heard, no, I can't tell you where it was yesterday, I knew, that Obama is the one who went into Ukraine and set up all those bioterrorism things they have there. And he was a senator in Illinois, from Illinois. He wasn't before he became president. So, I don't know what the whole deal was, but
Webster Tarpley?
Yes.
No, he's not a senator, though. He's not a senator.
No. Webster Griffin Tarpley wrote the book. It's called Obama, the Postmodern Coup, the Making of a Manchurian Candidate. Oh, that was printed.
Webster Tarpley was a famous LaRoucheite who used to appear on Alex Jones all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lyndon LaRouche was a teacher of Marxism-Leninism.
Really?
He wanted in 1971, he worked with the KGB to form, his dream was to form a right-wing Marxist party in the United States. His first attempt was the U.S. Labor Party in 1971. And if you even on the wiki on it, it talks about him working with the KGB. I knew a Russian that knew that he would go to Moscow and give lectures to groups from the Central Committee of the Communist Party Soviet Union. They were very interested in creating a right-wing movement in America that was under Marxist control.
Amazing.
And that was so Tarpley, you will find Tarpley speaks before communist groups. Like when Trump was first running for president, he spoke about Trump being ideal, you know, sort of the ideal person because it will energize the left. But then when he's on Alex Jones, he sounds like a LaRoucheite, you know. And of course, Alex Jones is famous for advancing Russian, the same right-wing Marxism. This is kind of Alex Jones's thing.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I do know that Lyndon LaRouche was in the big projects. So the communists are usually in the big projects, like dams and big things like that. That's their thing, controlling everything, running everything.
they want to take over the right as well as the left. That way they'll one of the principles that the Russians use is controlled opposition. So they've basically made the left into useful idiots long ago. They just have to try to make the right into a pack of useful idiots. So and they've really gone much further than I would have imagined. But then, I thought that people like William F. Buckley would be smart enough to see that the Galitzin had been proven right in 1990. By 1990, his predictions in his 84 book about the fall of the Soviet Union being part of a controlled liberalization, that he would have had to have admitted that, but he didn't. He just doubled down on attacking Galitzin. And of course, the whole conservative movement just went and believed in Gorbachev and said Reagan won the Cold War. Now look at where we are. We got China and Russia outnumbering us in nukes, and they're on the warpath now. And we don't have the wherewithal to necessarily defend. We're behind the curve.
What do you think? Iran just grabbed a ship on the way here with oil today. So what is all that going to, what's all that about?
All what about?
Iran just grabbed another ship bringing oil to this country. they took it over. This is the second one that they've done that to. It's reported on military news of some kind. Our Navy is reporting it.
Yeah, well, they're always, you know, messing with us whenever they find the occasion. So it's Iran is allied with China and Russia, and Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I think that they would like to just go ahead and start the Third World War and think that everybody's going to take up for them. That's what I think.
Well, they're trying to get into position. They're trying to find an advantage. They're maneuvering for an advantage that will allow them to win such a war and just be done with this whole thing. They want to, you know, this is the longer this drags out right now, the worse it is for them, because China's got severe economic problems and Russia's not doing very well in Ukraine.
We have a break. We have more callers. Let's see if we get one more caller after the break. We'll be right back. Pat, thank you very much.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Let's I'll see if we can squeeze a caller in here. Jeff, we got Jim in Michigan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John and Jeff. Jeff, I know you're a pretty smart cookie, and I could not believe that you bought the official story. I don't care what your professor said about steel and buildings, okay? I was in the steel industry. And talk about 5,000 architects and engineers. Buildings, skyscrapers never fall. They've had skyscrapers that were just engulfed in flames, and the only thing left after that is the steel structure. Buildings don't fall down with no resistance, period.
They actually had a building in China that caught fire and fell, and it verified what had happened in the Twin Towers. So it has happened elsewhere in the world now since 9/11.
I know the one you're talking about, and after the fire was out in China, I don't know where the pictures are now, but the steel structure was left. And honest to God, there's no way in God's earth never have steel structure buildings ever collapse like that in the world.
All you have to do is reach a temperature that softens the steel enough. It doesn't have to melt the steel. All it has to do, look at the weight that this building is holding up. I mean, it's quite miraculous, this amount of stress steel. And look, nobody, there's a lot we don't know about this, but do you think that these buildings will be standing in 100 years or in 200 years? At some point, that steel is going to give way. Just by nature, it's going to collapse. These buildings will not stay up forever. They will eventually fall. It's sort of like one of these rules. It's like we're going to die and they're going to fall one day. And it's just a question of what is going to cause them to fall.
All right, I'm not going to waste my breath because you're not even using science. You're just using opinion, honest to God. I mean, never heard anything so...
Well, I'm not an engineer, but I've read the critiques of the people that claim that there was thermite in the building and the buildings were brought down by an explosion. There's no credibility to any of that. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk to you anymore about this because you are so... ignorant. You're so ignorant with this. Honest to God. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call.
It's conspiracy theory in my view. I'm sorry. But, bullied me with this for years, and I've looked at it. I spent hours watching the videos, and they don't persuade me. And then I go and watch what engineers and – look, I used to have an engineer at my church, and he was outraged at this claim that these buildings couldn't fall. So I spent hours listening to him. I mean, look, engineers don't all agree that some engineers think that the buildings can't fall. Look, I don't understand why they're standing. You look at the miracle of that weight that is carrying. If anything weakens that building, it's going to collapse where it can't bear that weight. That's just common sense. But look, there's been all kinds of analysis about this. People have debated this, and I'm not persuaded that this is anything. Okay, because from a political point of view, it doesn't make sense.
We're out of time. We're out of time, sir. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to heading back next week. We appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Jeff. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the big, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile Oxy Silver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.